Nathan nodded and started to pull on his clothes. He had just finished buttoning his flannel cowboy shirt when James and Marianne appeared with a man in surgical scrubs in tow.
"Nathan!" James boomed heartily. "It's my favorite cowboy! Ready to saddle up? Your grandmother and I would love to have you come join us at the Hotel LaRue. Room service, Nathan. All the hot fudge sundaes you can eat."
Nathan regarded his grandfather as if he'd sprouted two heads. James rarely paid Nathan quite this much attention, and in fact, ice cream made Nathan unbelievably ill. Unperturbed, James turned to Catherine. The flush of triumph was unmistakable on his face.
"Catherine, meet Dr. Gerritsen, head of pediatrics. I think you two should have a talk. In the meantime, Marianne and I will stay here with Nathan."
Marianne had already stepped forward, reaching out a hand toward Nathan. The yearning expression on her face was hard to bear. Did she look at her grandson and see her last link to Jimmy? Or did she merely see another kind of a weapon? A living, breathing tool that could be used to hurt Catherine. Dr. Gerritsen was trying to gesture Catherine out into the hallway. She refused to budge. All James and Marianne needed was 30 seconds, and Nathan would be gone. Possession, after all, was 9/10 of the law. Dr. Gerritsen finally gave up, stepping into the now crowded space and focusing his attention on Nathan. The pediatrician held a chart in his right hand.
"How are you feeling, young man?" Dr. Gerritsen asked.
"Okay."
In fact, Nathan was regarding all four adults nervously.
"According to your chart, everything looks good."
"Where's Dr. Tony?"
Nathan asked.
"Dr. Rocco couldn't be here today, Nathan, so I'm helping out. Is that okay?"
The boy merely stared at Dr. Gerritsen. He didn't like doctors, particularly new doctors, and his gaze said he was already suspicious.
"Would you like to go home?" Dr. Gerritsen asked.
A somber nod.
"Seems like a good idea to me, too. I'll tell you what, sport, why don't you hang out here for just one more minute while I talk with your grandparents and mother? Nurse Brandy, want to show Nathan how a stethoscope works?"
Nathan already knew how a stethoscope worked. His gaze flew immediately to Catherine, and she could see his growing panic. She did her best to give him a bolstering smile, though the same panic was already rising in her chest. Nurse Brandy stepped into the space. Dr. Gerritsen, James, Marianne, and Catherine disappeared back behind the curtain. Dr. Gerritsen didn't waste any time.
"Judge Gagnon tells me that there is a custody issue with Nathan," the doctor said, looking Catherine straight in the eye.
"Judge Gagnon and his wife have filed for custody of Nathan," Catherine replied evenly. She was desperately eyeing the head of pediatrics, trying to get a quick read on the man. Older, wedding ring on his left hand, happily married, or bored, egotistical, ripe for the attentions of a young, beautiful widow.
"He has concerns for the boy's safety," Dr. Gerritsen said.
His tone was level, serious, very serious. Catherine abandoned all notions of flirtation. She went instead for the concerned daughter-in-law, respectful and caring. She turned her head slightly and said in a low voice, as if she didn't want to upset her in-laws,